The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Parashas Ekev, Devarim Ches, Posuk Zayin. Right after the beginning of the parsha, it states, "Ki Hashem Elokecha meviyach el Eretz Tova, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will bring you to a good land. Eretz Nachle Moim, Ayonei Susahemei Sheitzim Babiko Vahor, a land of rivers of water, of springs that come bring water from the depths, that come from the valleys and the mountains. Eretz Chito Saora veGefen Useinu veRimon, a land of wheat and barley." Of the vine, the figs, of the pomegranate, Eretz Zei Shemen Udvosh, and a land of the olive oil and the honey. This refers to the honey of the dates. Eretz Ashele Bimiskenus Techal Bo Lechem Lesechsa Kol Bo, a land in which you will eat its bread without difficulty and you will lack nothing. Eretz asher avoneho varzel umehareho tachtsev nechoshes, a land which from these stones, from the rock, you will bring out steel, and from its mountains you will hew out copper. V'yachalta v'savota, and you shall eat and you shall be satisfied. V'yirachta es Hashem alakecho, and bless the Lord your God alo oretz atova asher nosan loch, on this good land which he has given to you. From this posuk, v'achalta v'savota v'erachto, that you shall eat and you shall be satisfied, and you shall bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from here we learn birchas hamazon, that when we eat bread, or when we eat something that's considered mazon, sustenance, physical sustenance, then we are obligated to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Vorecho Odom Al Mizene. Person has to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the physical food which sustains him. This is a mitzvah's essay min HaTorah. This is one of the Taryag mitzvahs, as the Gemara brings in Brochus Daf Memches Amud Beis, and the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Brochus. Not only is this a mitzvah, Mitzvah's Esse Min HaTorah, but this is just about the only brocha that we find Min HaTorah. And from here, the sages learned to be Mesake in Shar Brochas, to enact further brochas. We have many brochas. For example, we make brochas even if we do not eat something that sustains us, like bread, or what's mentioned here in the Torah. We make brochas not only after we eat, but even before we take benefit from anything physical in the world. We make brochas ala mitzvahs, on mitzvahs. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's Mircha Shvach V'Heidor. There are many, many brochas. But those brochas, the sages enacted. The source in the Torah that we have for brochas is this pasuk of what we just read, which, as I mentioned, is the only, or close to the only, brocha that we find in the Torah, that we are obligated in the Torah. And therefore, it's a very important brocha. And to give you an example, the Maral refers to this in the Siv HaAvoda, Perek Yud Ches, the beginning of Perek Yud Ches, Hi Ha Iker BeBroches. This is the most important of all of the broches that we have. There's a great deal that we can learn from this. Let's see if we can go into a few of these points this evening. Firstly, we are speaking here of eating bread, lechem it states, made from wheat or from barley or other things that are mentioned here. These are all comparatively simple foods. So we're speaking here of the simple physical food, physical sustenance that a person eats. His bread is mentioned here, his figs, his dates. Generally speaking, the world that we live in, this could be even in previous generations, simple physical sustenance does not take that much priority or have that much prestige. For example, if there's a person who strives for higher things in life, for example, wisdom, philosophy, the arts, the cultures, well, then the bread plays a very small role. Can compare a piece of bread to a painting from a Rembrandt or from a symphony, a concert from Tchaikovsky, or to the wisdoms of philosophy or psychology. And even in the Machne HaTorah, even when it comes to the Torah camps, look, bread is important. We can't go further without it. But after all, it's just besorgt. It's a Stickelbreit. It's only a piece of bread. There are more important things in life, and there are certainly higher things in life. Bread comes from the earth. It is the basic Olam HaGashmi, the portion, the simple physical world, in its greatest simplicity. Can compare to something which is Bilti Gashmi, something which is higher than the physical world, to mitzvahs, to kashrus, to sukkah, to lulav, and so forth. So here we're speaking of people who do not place that much emphasis in general, for one reason or the other, on the physical world. Then you have people, that another type of person, that places a great deal of emphasis on the physical world. The physical world is his life, his constant striving. But in the Western culture today, that it's a world of high tech and laser beams and computer chips. So, unfortunately, bread also doesn't play too important of a role. Can't compete. Or, if you're looking for to make it big, you want to gain enormous wealth. Actually, we can see this very simply, because who makes the bread? This is the farmer or the baker. What kind of role does he have in society? He doesn't have a very important role in society. He's not the man of enormous culture, and he's not the scientist that is making great breakthroughs in the world of advancements of higher mathematics or high tech or whatever it might be, or going to the moon. So then one can ask, if this is the only brocha that we are obligated from the Torah itself, and this serves as the source for all other brachos, it would seem just the opposite, that this is not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks. Le machshavosai Kemakshavaisechem. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, my thinking is not necessarily the same type of thinking as man. And what the people of the world consider important, it would seem that the Almighty has different ideas. And this is the truth. Because Be'akonish Baruch Hu, man's simple physical sustenance, man's bread, is Eila Halakol, is one of the highest levels that we have in the world. And we'll cite a few examples on that. We have right here in our Parsha a little later. If we go back, firstly, to Parshas Vayetze. Parshas Vayetze, Chof Ches, Perech Chof Ches, Posuk Chof. When Yaakov was fleeing from Esav, excuse me one minute, and he came to Beis El, and he slept, and he had the dream, and he woke up the next morning, and he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw Sulam Utsvarso, a ladder from the earth going into the heavens, and he saw the heavens, Shara Shamayim, the gates of heavens opened up, and he saw the Malachim going up and down. And he was enormously inspired from this dream, and he had all types of visions and realizations and understandings that he didn't have before. So it states he got up in the morning, Vayiro Vayemer Manora Amokamazeh, and he feared tremendously, and he said, how great this place is. This was the place of the Beis Hamikdash. Einzekim Beis Elokim Zeh Shara Shamayim. This is the house of Hashem, and these are the gates to heaven. Vayida Yaakov neder leimot, and he took a neder, he took an oath, and he said, "Im yelakim emodi, imodi, if Hashem will be with me, ushmarani bederech hazer, and He will guard me where I am going. Asher anechi hilech, v'nosan li lechem leachol uveged lilbish, and He will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear." Now, is this all that Yaakov asks for after seeing the gates of heaven open up? He asks for a piece of bread. Kodesh Baruch Hu will give me bread to eat and a garment to wear. Now the Gemara takes note of this. In our Parsha, a little further, it states, in Yud Ches, Torah is speaking of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it states, Eiseh Mishpat Yosem Ve'almona. He takes up the judgment of the orphan and the widow. Ve'ev Ger, and he loves the convert. Lo seis lo lechem besimlo, and he gives him bread and garments. We can ask the same question there. Is this HaKadosh Baruch Hu's avo? This is love. If he loves the convert so much, this is all he can give him. Some bread and a garment to wear. So the sages tell us, and Rashi brings it, Dover Choshev who's there, don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love is minimal because he gives him bread and garments. This is very, very important. Shekol Atzmei Shel Yaakov Avinu Al Zeh Hispalel. When Yaakov Avinu saw the gates of heaven open up, and he gave a prayer to Tfilat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what he asked for. Dosan li lechem leachol obeged lilbesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me some bread to eat and a garment to wear. So in our eyes it might seem very, very small, but not in Yaakov's eyes and not in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Another example. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Psochim, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, mm-hmm. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Koshin Mizaynesov Shal Odom Yeser Mina Geula. We all know that Geula, redemption, what is greater than redemption? Moses says, Mizaynesov Shal Odom. The Panoso, this is the Gemara Psochim Kuf Yud Ches, Panoso, physical sustenance of man, is a greater miracle and comes from a greater height than Geula, than redemption comes to man. How do we know this? So the Gemara brings from Bracious Memches when Yaakov Avinu, this is in Parshas Vayechi, near the end of Bracious, Sefer Bracious, when Yaakov Avinu was blessing Ephraim and Manasseh, so he said like this. Excuse me. Yeah. He said, Vayoma Elakim asher isalchu avesai lefona vavrom yitzchok vavrom v'yitzchok v'elakim areya esim eidi ada yemazeh HaMalach HaGoyle Yisimi Kol Ro Yevorech Es HaNo'orim. He said, the God which has been my shepherd since my youth until today, the angel which has redeemed me from all evil, Yevorech Es HaNo'orim, shall bless his children. The sages take note. First he starts speaking about Hashem, and then he ends up speaking about the angel. He says, O Elokim Arei Aisi, the God that has shepherded me from my youth until today, HaMaloch HaGol Esi, or the angel that has redeemed me from all evil, should bless his children. Now, who's he referring to? Is he referring to Hashem, or is he referring to the angel? So the Gemara says as follows. First he's referring to Hashem, and then he's referring to the angel. When he's referring to who shepherded me, and who shepherd me means, who sustained me physically, there he refers to Hashem. And when he speaks about Agoyelesi Mikol Ro, who has redeemed me from all evil, whenever Yaakov was in trouble, so he was saved from this trouble, that was an angel. Why? Because Ki Malochav Yetzav Eloch Lishmocha Bechol Drochecho, Kodesh Baruch Hu sends out his good angels to protect us. When we're in difficulty, if we have the right merit and we have the right mazel, an angel will come and protect us. Ki malochav yitzav eloch lishmocha b'chol drachecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will send out my angels to guard you from all evil. But when it comes to sustaining us, to giving us lechem, lechol, ubegin lilbesh, to give us food to eat, there he does not send out an angel. Why? An angel cannot do that, because it comes from a source which is higher than that what the angels can reach, and that he has to do himself. And therefore Yaakov said, yes, I see the God which has shepherded me and sustained me, and the Malach HaGol Esimi Kol Ro, and the angel which has saved me from all evil, the messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yevorech Es HaNo'orim, should bless the children. So what do we see from here? So the Gemara brings in Masechta Psochim from here that we see that Mizein Esav Shel Odom is Yeshe Mina Agula. That this, what a person gets to eat, is coming from a higher source than this, that he has miracles taking place all of the time to redeem him from trouble spots. The Gemara also brings Omer Ablezer ben Azayah Koshin Mezeinesuf Shel Odom Kikriyas Yamsuf, that the sustenance of man is even more difficult than the splitting of the Red Sea. So we see that this, that what we take for granted two or three times every day when we sit down to a meal, or more whenever we're eating anything, the Gemara says is not such a light thing. When we speak of Geula, Kodesh Baruch Hu should make a miracle for us to save us from some type of ensuing danger. Oh, that is a great thing. And if it happens, we come and we make a Birchas HaGemul. We make a whole business out of it. But this, that we constantly eat a little bread, that's nothing. The Gemara says that's not true. That's far greater. And that's a Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's even more difficult than the miracle of the splitting of the sea. It comes Mimokar Elyon, from a higher source. And that's what the Gemara tells us in Masechta Tainus. In the beginning of Masechta Tainus. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Gimel Maftoches B'yodei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelo Nimsaru B'yad Shliach. All the keys to all forces which come upon man, the Almighty gives out to his messengers. But there are three keys which he retains for himself, and he never gives them to anyone else. Ve'elu hein, mafteach shel gshamim, the key of rains; mafteach shel chayo, the key of birth; mafteach shel tchias ha'meisim, and the key of the rising of the dead. When it comes time to wake up the dead, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not do through an angel. That key he gives to no one. Right, that we can understand. When it comes time of life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees, now's the time that this child should be conceived. Now's the time that this child should be born. That's only Hashem. Many people think that's determined by us and it's determined by biology. It's not true. Not true at all. Naturally, biology must play its role. But the key is by Hashem, not even by the angels. It's only when he determines that the child should be conceived and the child should be born. And then Gshomim, rains. The Gemara brings a posuk on each one. By the rains it says, Yiftach Hashem lecho es eitzorei hatov, es ha-shomayim lo seis matar arzicho, bi'itoi. Then Yiftach Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should open up his great treasure houses, the heavens, to give rain in its times. What is Gishomim? Gishomim is panos. That's the physical sustenance of man. The Gemara brings a little later, the Gemara says that Amri in Eretz Yisrael, they said Af Mavteach Shel Panoso. There was a fourth key, and that was the key of Panoso. That's a key that he gives to no one. So the Gemara asks, so why did Rabbi Yochanan say there were only three keys? He says, because Gshomim Hainu Pugam Panoso. Gshomim, rain, and Panoso is the same. So that's another example. And this is why in the benching we say Ba'avur Shmei HaGodol. What does that mean? Ba'avur Shmo HaGodol. First paragraph of Benching, which is the paragraph of Birchas Hazon. Hazon es ha'olam kulei. Kodesh Baruch Hu feeds and sustains the entire world. So we say, Ba'avur Shmo HaGodol, because of his great name, Ki Hu Kel Zonam Farnes Lakol. He is the God which sustains everyone. Now what does it mean, Shmo HaGodol? That's not something that we find often. I should say Bavur Kel, because of Kel. What does it mean Bavur Shemo HaGodol? And why here? The answer is because we've just said not everything comes from the highest level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. There are many things that come through emissaries, through emsoim, through shluchim. But a person's bread that he eats every day, that does not come through emissaries, that comes from the highest source, from he himself, and from he his own name. Therefore we say Bavur Shemo HaGadol, just like we say in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Kodesh Baruch Hu came and said, Le'ayidei Shliach, I'm coming to free you from Egypt, not through a Shliach. That Geula, that redemption, was not through a Shliach. See, the Geulas Mitzrayim, the redemption from Egypt. But Ani Ba'atzmi, I myself. Well, here you have the same miracle. But there was a difference. That was a miracle that happened once. This is a miracle that happens every time a person sits down to his table. That's what the Gemara says, Kosha ki kriyas yamsuf. It's a splitting of the sea. The splitting of the sea happened once in history. This happens all of the time. And this is why we put into the benching Ba'avur Shemo HaGadol, because of his great name. The Maral explains in his Nesiv HaAvoda, Perek Yud Ches, why is Parnosa so important? It's just a piece of bread. The answer is, it's not a piece of bread. It's Kiyum HaOlam. It's the existence of this world, the existing of this world. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he himself, not through any emissaries, and he created it with his great name. Now what is a creation if you do not sustain it? What is the great achievement? What is the chap? You create something and then it vanishes. So the creation of the world must be sustained. And the sustaining of the world ranks together with the creation of the world. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with his great name, he sustains the world with his great name. And this is why it says, Bavur Shemo HaGadol, through his great name. And this is why we have Dovr HaMelech. Dovr HaMelech, he wrote in Tehillim, he wrote a kapitel which the sages refer to as Hallel HaGodl. Now, we all familiar with Hallel, but there is something else which is called Hallel HaGodl, the Great Hallel. What is the Great Hallel? It's not the Hallel that we say on Yontif or on Reish Chodesh. The Hallel HaGodl, the Gemara tells us, is the capital in Tehillim where Dovr HaMelech listed a whole number of Hodu Lashem Ki Tov Ki Le'alom Chastoy, that we should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his goodness. His chesed is all encompassing. Gemara says, why is it called Hallel HaGodl? So the Gemara says it's called Hallel HaGodl because it starts from the bottom and goes all the way up to the very top. What is the last praise? Nosein lechem lechol bosor ki le'alom chastoy. That he gives bread to all flesh because his chesed is all encompassing. And this is what the Gemara says is Hallel HaGodl. It's not Hallel, but Hallel HaGodl, the Great Hallel. Now, in that praise, there are 26 praises. 26 times does Dovr HaMelech write Ki Le'olam Chastoy. And the 26th is Nosein Lechem Lechol Bosor Ki Le'olam Chastoy. He gives bread to all. Why 26? Because that's the numerical value of Hashem's name, the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey. And that comes Bavur Shemo HaGodol, from his great name. So here we mention a few sources, which the sages are saying, don't think that lechem and usimlo, a piece of bread, is something small. To the contrary, you might think it's small, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshivet, he gives it more importance, ala kol, than everything else. And that's why this is what Yaakov asked for, and this is what he promises the ger and the almona that he loves. To go into this even further, a person must realize when he sits down to eat a piece of bread, when he sits down to sustain himself physically, this is not something that he needs once a lifetime. And this is not something that he needs once a year. It's not even something that he needs, it's like a Rosh Chodesh, it comes every month. But he needs it all of the time, every day, and constantly every day. He needs sustenance. And this is why we mentioned in the Birchas HaMazon, Valachilas mozon sha'atozon umefanes oson utomid, that we bless you for the mozon, for the sustenance that you give us, and you sustain us tomid, all of the time, bechol yom, every day, ubechol eis, and every at each different time, ubechol sho'oh, in every hour. Now that makes the miracle even greater, that it's miracles that are happening to us all of the time. And then to go a little further, this is not something that I need or you need, but this is something that everyone needs. Every man needs it. That's a big job that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. If you try to calculate how many people are in the world, we're talking here of billions of people. And everyone needs parnosa, and everyone needs parnosa tomid, b'chol eis, b'chol yom, b'chol eis, b'chol shoah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to sustain his world. So now we see the greatness of this miracle broadening and widening. But that's not the end of it. That's not the end of it, because this is not something that only every man needs, but every creation needs. And who can calculate how many creations there are in the world? There are the chayos, all of the wild animals. There are the behemoths. There are the konos, everything that flies. There are the dogim, kol ma shebayam, everything that's in the sea. There's the remes, everything that crawls on the ground. Who can calculate? Scientists have been working on this since the creation of the world. And the more they find out, they tell you, the less that we actually know. It's the tip of the iceberg. And all of this needs parnosa, and all of the time, if Hashem is to be mekayim his world. And this is why, and we say this in the Gemshin, this is why we say, Hunosein lechem lechol bosor. He gives lechem not only to me or you, but lechol bosor, to all flesh. Ba'avur shmei ha'godol ki okel zonam fanes lakol. He's mefanes everything. Umechin mozon lechol b'yoysav ha'sheboro. And he brings mozon to every creation which he has created. This is a big undertaking. This is a very, very big undertaking. Yet it's happening all of the time, without interruption. If there would be the smallest interruption in it, so then the world would be finished. The whole balance of the world would go off. Now, from here we see the enormity of the miracle. Now we can see why it's so much greater than Geula when it comes to Geula. Either person needs Geula. How many times in a lifetime? So Zayini needs it often. We see the enormity of it. We see what a great miracle it is. It's indescribable. Can't describe it. We see where it's coming from. So a person has to recognize this. And he has to be mevorech and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu on it. Not only on the greatness of the miracle, but on the great chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this for us. And he doesn't sustain us with a closed hand. He doesn't give us the minimal amount of bread and water that a person needs to survive. But we sit down to lavish meals and we eat everything that's good. So from here we see Gvurasa, his greatness, Bechazdoi, and his great chesed. This is what we have to be makir. And this is why the sages wrote in the Benshin. They wrote as follows. Azon es ha'olam kulei b'tuvai. Not only he sustains the entire world that he created, but b'tuvai, but with goodness he sustains it. Doesn't measure off the water and the crumbs of bread. Doesn't give us dry bread and a little old water. And b'chein, b'chesed v'rachamim. He sustains us with chein, with chesed, with rachamim. Who knows in lechem lechol basor, he gives to everyone ki le'olam chasdo, because his chesed is all encompassing. Uvetuvei hagodol, and through his goodness, his great goodness, tamid lechosar lanu, he sees that we're never lacking. Now this is very, actually what we're speaking here, it's very simple. It's just that you have to have a proper perspective, and the world doesn't have it. By the world, a piece of bread, that's taken for granted. And this bread that sustains a person, how does it grow? Where does it come from? How does it sustain the body? How does it sustain the emotions? How does it sustain the brain? How does it sustain the soul? Scientists have been trying to discover these secrets since the creation of the world, and every year volumes and volumes of new data is written on this, and will go on for who knows how long. So this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "V'yachalto, eat, v'sarvato, be satisfied, uveirachto." But know what's happening. Know what's happening. Know just what's happening. Veirachto es Hashem Elokecha. The greatest shear that a person can have is when he comes to the table to eat. And this can be the greatest spiritual experience for a person. It's Kikriyas Yamsuf. States that the splitting of the sea was such a spiritual experience that the plain handmaid saw more than the greatest of the prophets, Yecheskel ben Buzi, that saw the Maisa Merkova. And if this is greater than that, this is in the mitzvah of Be'achalta Ve'Savota Ve'Rachto, and this is why the Chazal were so careful when they wrote up the Nusach, the exact text of the Benshin. Now, in order to prepare a person for this experience that happens to him all of the time, the The Gemara brings us, this is something we mentioned many times before. It states, Shleima hu bez dinai, tiknu netila shadayim. Shleiman is bez din, ur mesaked netila shadayim. Before a person comes to the table to eat, he should wash his hands with a brocha. Wash his hands in accordance to the laws of netila shadayim, and with a brocha. This the Gemara brings. The Gemara says, where did Shleima HaMelech King Solomon learn to do this? Where in the Torah? The Gemara brings in Brochas Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis from the Posuk Vis Kadishtem. You shall sanctify yourselves. Elu Maim Rishenem. This refers to the waters that you wash your hands with before you eat. Sanctification. Now, what was the purpose of this? The purpose was, if a person doesn't realize what's taking place, but he eats merely because he's hungry and merely because the food tastes good, so then this is a pure physical experience. And he doesn't know what he's doing, and he doesn't know what's taking place, and he doesn't know where the food is coming from. And he's kebehema, like an animal, with one exception. He's worse than an animal. Why? Because the Chazal tell us that the animals do know where the food is coming from. There's many psukim written in the Tehillim that it states that the animals are sheyagim, the animals roar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where's our panoso? They call out to Hashem when they're hungry. So it seems they have some inkling where the food is coming from. Well, this person doesn't even have that. And he's taking this enormous miracle and he lowers it down to become purely a physical, biological exercise. I once read what someone wrote that our dinner tables of the Western culture have become the same as a petrol filling station. See? You zoom by and you fill up and you go further. See? All right, let's keep a hema, or gora, worse. And the Chazal saw that. The sages saw that. And Shleima, King Solomon, in his wisdom, he saw Vizkadishtem. That's not the way you go to a table. That's not the way you come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's food. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu went through the effort of making miracle after miracle after miracle to bring you some sustenance. And this is how you come to it. Like you're filling up a car with petrol. It's some biological exercise. It says, Vizkadash Dishtem. You shall elevate yourself to it. A person goes to a table, he has to elevate himself to the table. It states the Shulchan, the table of a Jew, was mechaper, it was like a mizbeach, like an altar. So therefore, they said, just a minute. Don't just come to the table like that. You have to prepare yourself. You have to prepare yourself. You have to sanctify yourself. You have to sanctify yourself physically. You have to sanctify yourself with a brocha and with preparation. And this is how you sit down at a table. And this is how you eat. And then when you finish eating, you sanctify yourself further. And you bench. Now the Gemara brings, it's a wonderful comparison. I mean, it's a comparison of wonder that wouldn't make sense without what we've just said, which is an explanation from the Maral in Perek Tes Zayin of Nesiv Avoda. The Gemara says in Seita Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Kol Ochel Lechem Belei Netila Shadayim Ki Lubo Al Ish Hazeino. It says, whoever eats bread without netila shadayim, without washing his hands, with the mitzvah of netila shadayim, it's as if he's bo'al isha zona,
It says someone who's had a union with a prostitute. But what's this? What's one thing have to do with the other? Right? Someone eats bread without netilah shadayim. Not if we're speaking, his hands are dirty, so he can wash them without netilah shadayim. We're speaking here to wash his hands with the mitzvah of netilah shadayim. It's kilu bal isha zayin. It's as if he's has a relationship with a prostitute. So the Maral says it's very simple. He says the relationship between man and a woman, it's physical. Basically, it's a physical relationship. He says when a man eats, that's a physical exercise. We were commanded, vizkadishtem, elevate it, sanctify it. How do you sanctify it? And this is kedushin v'chupa. The man and the woman, they make a kedushin. They go to the chupa. It's elevated, it's sanctified. Now no longer is it physical. It's not physical anymore. There's a physical element in it. But spiritual, it's kedusha. The same thing with eating. The person goes to the table and he eats because he's hungry and the food. Then he's lowered it to the lowest physical levels. But if he sanctifies himself beforehand, mitzvahs netilah shadayim, and he elevates it, and he realizes that he's coming to Hashem, and Hashem is coming to him personally and sustaining him. Can there be anything more elevated than that? When do you have an opportunity to go meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings you himself your food? That's a geula. That's greater than geula. That's greater than Kriyas Yamsuf. So then it could be from the most sanctified of all experiences. Therefore, kol ha'ochel lechem b'lei netilah shadayim, whoever eats bread without the mitzvah of preparing himself properly beforehand, netilah shadayim, is ki'ilu bo'al al ishu zayna. Now the Gemara tells us in Masech the Brochus, and that Mem Chesam at Beis, Omer of Nachman, Meisha Tiken Li Yisrael Birchas Azon, Bisho Shiyore Lehemon. The first brocha that we have in the benching, which is called Birchas Azon, Azon is Hakol, that paragraph, that Moshe enacted when the mon came down in the desert. The commentaries explain what does it mean, Moshe enacted. We said it's Min HaTorah. Min HaTorah, we have to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah only gave us the key guidelines how to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu and this mitzvah. But it didn't give us the whole text. So this text was put together, like the Gemara tells us now. Moshe put together the text of the first paragraph. Yeshua tiken lehem birchas ha'oretz. Yeshua, he put together the text of the second brocha. That's Neide Lecho. Now, that's called Birchas Oretz, the brocha on Eretz Yisrael, because it states, Neide Lecho Hashem Lakeinu, Ashinchalta Laveisenu Eretz Chem Detei Verochova. That we praise you and we thank you, Hashem, for giving us, giving our fathers, Eretz Chem Detei Verochova. Such a good and beautiful land. So that's Birchas Oretz. That Yeshua did. And when did Yeshua do this? Yeshua did this kishenichnas l'oretz, when he went and brought Israel into Eretz Yisrael. Dover u'shleimo tiknu b'ne Yushalayim. And then the next barocha was b'ne Yushalayim. Now that starts from Rachim, because no, excuse me. Yeah, that starts from Rachim. See, Yeshua's barocha ends ala oretz ve'ala mozen. But from Rachim Hashem Elokein al Yisrael Amecho v'Yishlai Merecho v'Al Tzir Mishkan Kvedecho v'Al Malchus Beis David Mishichecho v'Al Bais HaGadol v'Akadosh Nikro Shimcho Olav. That brocha which speaks of Yerushalayim. Doesn't speak of Eretz Yisrael anymore. It speaks of Yerushalayim, your city. It speaks of Tzion. It speaks of the Malchus of David. It speaks of the Beis Hamikdash, Alabais HaGadol VeHakadosh. And it ends, Bonei Yerushalayim. That was enacted by David Ushlema. David HaMelech and Shlema HaMelech. David Tikin Al Yisrael HaMelech VaYishlaim Erecho. David, he enacted Al Yisrael and Al Yishlaim, because David Yerushalayim is called Yerushal David, that's his city. And Shlomo, who was the one who built the Beis HaMikdash, Tikin Al Abayis HaGadol VeHakadosh. So they were a Mesak in that. Atova Ametiv. And then the fourth brocha the Gemara brings is not min haTorah. That was enacted in Yavne, Tiknua, Kenegra Haruge Beitar. That was after the Roman destruction of the Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael and of Beitar. They didn't allow Klal Yisrael to bury any of the dead. Finally, they allowed Yisrael to bury the dead. On that day, Chazal said, we must remember this always with a praise to Hashem. So they enacted the fourth brocha, Hatov Vametiv. Osa Yom Shenitna Haruge Beita Lekfura Tikne Beyak Naatev Vametiv Hatov Shle Yisrichu Vametiv Shenitna Lekfura. We see that each one enacted the brocha which he specialized in. Now, the question is what is all of this doing in Birchas Hamazon? Birchas Hamazon, we said, is Al Hamazon, where you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu on your mazon, on your food. All of a sudden we see here that we're making a brocha for Eretz Yisrael, and we're making a brocha for Yerushalayim, and we're making a brocha for the Beis HaMikdash. And this is all that I saw. This is all min haTorah. So the Gemara says, no, this we learn out from the Psukim. Why? Because the Pasuk that we started the Shir with, in our Pasha, states like this, V'achalta v'savoto u'v'irachto es Hashem elekecho. So the Gemara says, u'v'irachto es Hashem elekecho, that you shall bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should eat and be satisfied and bless Hashem Elokecho. So that's Birchas Hazon. That's the brocha that you have to bless Hashem on your sustenance. Then Alo Oret, then it says Alo Oret, it says V'achalta v'savoto v'irachto es Hashem Elokecho Alo Oret Hatovo. Alo Oretz, Zubiches Oretz. From there we learn that when you make such a brocha, you have to give a brocha to Eretz Yisrael also. Then it says, Hatova, Alo Oretz Hatova, Zu Beine Yerushalayim. Tova refers to Yerushalayim, Vecheinu Aimer Ohor Atev, like we said in a recent shir, Ohor Atov last week, Ohor Atov, Hazev Alavon and Hatov. That Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash are referred to as Tov. So when it says Al Oretz HaTova Asher Nosan Loch, this refers to Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash. So from this posuk we learn out that when we eat we have to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when we bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu it must be on what we eat. Barachto Al Oretz, and we must bless him on Eretz Yisrael HaTova and on Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash. So these are the key guidelines that we have in the Torah for this brocha. The text was enacted by each one in accordance to his particular achievement. Moshe, he sustained Klal Yisrael 40 years in the desert with food. He was the one that helped sustain them. Therefore, he was Mesakein Birchas Hazon. He wrote the text of the first brocha. And Yeshua, Hincheles Oretz, Yeshua was the one who inherited the land. and drove out the seven nations. Therefore, he enacted the text of the second bracha, Neide Lecha, Hashem Elokein Al Ha'oretz. David and Shlomo enacted the text of the third bracha. David, in particular, was interested in Yerushalayim, Yishal David, the city of David, and Shlomo HaMelech in the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Gemara brings what happens when we don't have Yerushalayim and we don't have the Beis HaMikdash in its full glory, like today we don't have. So the Gemara says, then you have to make a nechoma. You have to say Racheimno Hashem Elokeinu Al Ha'aretz. You have to make an appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should rebuild Yerushalayim and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the third bracha, Beine Yerushalayim. Now, we can ask a question. Why is this necessary? This bracha that we're speaking about, V'chalt v'zavot v'erachto, this is in all means Birchas Amozen, Birchas Azon. So why is it necessary to speak about Eretz Yisrael and to speak about Yerushalayim and to speak about Beis HaMikdash? And this we can say two reasons. And both of these reasons are mentioned in the Maral. One simple reason is, when it comes to physical, see, it would seem here that we're talking of spiritual blessings, and this is not the place for spiritual blessings. This is the place for the physical blessing. The Gemara tells us that physical blessings comes to the world because of Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and Beis HaMikdash. Later in our parsha, near the end of our parsha, in Yud Aleph Yud Beis, Vorim Yud Aleph Posuk Yud Beis, states Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Deirish Eso. It's a land which HaKadosh Baruch Hu seeks. Tomid Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo Mereishis Hashon Ve'ad Achris Hashon. His eye is on it from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. He seeks its welfare. The Chazal explain what does this mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after the whole world, so why does it say that he seeks the welfare of Eretz Yisrael and he doesn't seek the welfare of the rest of the world? So it gives an example of a king that had many fields and many vineyards and many orchards, but one was Chovim Loi. One was special to him more than anyone else, any of the others. And he used to go to visit that one. And when he would go to visit that one, he had to pass through the others. So while he was going out of his palace already, and he was passing through the others to see what his special one needed, he saw what the others needed also. But otherwise he wouldn't have gone so much. So is it with Hashem. He's interested in Eretz Yisrael, and he seeks its welfare. When it comes to seek the welfare of Eretz Yisrael, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, then he sees what the rest of the world needs also. So this is what the Chazal tell us, that bracha comes to the world through Eretz Yisrael, physical bracha. And physical bracha comes to the world through Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. This was in the Shir last week, where the Gemara and Saita says, Mishechora Beis HaMikdash, that from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, then bracha stopped coming. Bracha, in its full sense of the word, stopped coming to the world. So therefore, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our bread. And here we're speaking about bread. We're not speaking about Eretz Yisrael or Beis HaMikdash. But you can't have bread in its full sense without having Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash. Because it's because of Eretz Yisrael and because of Beis HaMikdash, man has bread in full sense of the word. Therefore, how is it possible to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bread without giving him a broch on Eretz Yisrael and Beis Hamikdash. Therefore it says, V'achalta v'savota v'irachtes Hashem alakecho alo oretz hatova Hashem nosan loch. That is one interpretation. Another interpretation, which is very similar, but it goes somewhat deeper. And that is, not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring physical bracha to the world through Eretz Yisrael, because of Eretz Yisrael, but you know, in because of Eretz Yisrael, but the source of bracha coming into the world comes in this way. Because we live in a physical world. We said that the bracha comes from the highest sources of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's spiritual. How does it come from Hashem all of a sudden down into our world? The Chazal tell us that this world is a physical world. Eretz Yisrael is Kodesh Bishara Rotzesh. Eretz Yisrael is more sanctified than other lands, like we brought in the recent Shir. Where do we see this? We see the earth of Eretz Yisrael itself is sanctified because of all of the mitzvahs that have to do with the earth of Eretz Yisrael. Now this uplifts the world closer to Hashem. Yushalayim is Kodesh Mishara Yores. Yerushalayim has its own special Kedusha. It's more sanctified than the rest of the cities in Eretz Yisrael. This lifts the world closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Beis HaMikdash is Kodesh Mishar Mekemes. The Beis HaMikdash is more sanctified than all of the other places in the world. This uplifts the world even closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is why it says that when Yaakov slept, what did he see? He said, "Ein zu ki im beis Hashem v'zeh shar ha-shomayim." He said, "This is the house of Hashem, and that's the gates of heaven." Beis Hamikdash shel mata mechuven lebeis Hamikdash shel mala, which means that the place of the Beis Hamikdash in this world is the link of this world to the Beis Hamikdash in the higher world. So all of this picks up the world and lifts it higher. Because of that, and there's a chibur, it's bonded. The two worlds join each other. And because of that, we have a shefa, we have great sources of brocha into this world. But once it's separated, then we don't have that brocha anymore. So therefore, if we're going to be mevorech on what we have physically, we have to include Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, because that's where the brocha, that's the other half of the brocha, that's where it's coming from. That's what lifts up this world to the next world, and then we can get HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brocha. That's why we must make mention of this in the benching. From here we see a great insight that if a person wants to come to great heights, he can come to it by a proper perspective in the physical bracha. In this, what a person has physically and he enjoys physically, if he has the proper perspective into what it is, he will see in that not a piece of bread. He will see a piece of bread. He will see Eretz Yisrael, which is Kodesh Mishar HaRotzes, which is higher than the other lands. He will see Yerushalayim. He will see the Beis HaMikdash at Shar HaShomayim, to the gates of heaven. And it's interesting to note, because of what was right after that great elevation and vision that Yaakov had when he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise me that you'll give me lechem lechol, a beggar lilbesh, bread to eat and a garment to wear. Then he sees that a piece of bread is not just a little piece of bread, but it's coming from the highest sources, and this is how it comes to this world. And when he's mevorech al mezayin, when he blesses HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this bread, this is what he blesses HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if a person doesn't see this, then he cannot come higher. He cannot come higher. Those people who are mevaze, natcha, they reject the physical world. They won't come to the spiritual world at all, because our way to come to the spiritual world is through the physical world. Those people who look down on the physical world, or those people who look at something like this and they say, no, we must seek something higher, something greater, be it in the world of wisdom, of science, or of culture, of arts, or even in Torah. He won't come to it. And the Gemara says something very interesting. The Gemara says, here in Masechet Brachos, it says, Ein li ela birchas hamazon. From this posuk I know that you have to bench, you have to be mevorech Hashem when you eat. Birchas haTorah minai? How do I know that you have to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you learn Torah? Omer Bishmael Kal V'chaymer. Bishmael says it's a Kal V'chaymer. Al Chai Shom Evorech. Al Chai Elam Abol Kol Shkein. We can learn one from the other. If we bless the Almighty for this world, which is a temporary world, so how much more so should we bless the Almighty for Torah, which is Chai Olam, which is a world forever? If we bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a piece of bread which gives us temporary sustenance, how much more so should we bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a piece of Torah that gives us sustenance forever? So the Gemara is saying, where do you come to the brocha la Torah? From understanding the brocha and the bread. After we were given the broch on the bread, and we understand that what that means, then from there we can come to a broch on the Torah. But an individual that doesn't understand what bread is, and he doesn't understand what a broch on bread is, then forget about it. He cannot come to a brocha a la Torah if he doesn't value and understand and have the proper perspective in Chaya Shor, Chaya Olam Azeh, what this world is. So then he'll never come to what the next world is. These are some of the principles that we learn out from this brocho, v'achalto, v'savoto, v'erachto, s'ashem alakecho, ala oretz ha-tova, shenosan bocho.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.